Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news. It's important that I tell you how important Christian radio is to us, always has been, even before we had a radio program. Learned so much from great teachers and speakers across this land, brought right here in this Christian radio station. Continue to pray for them, as I know you do, and give as God directs. They need your funds, my friend. It's so expensive, unbelievably expensive, running a Christian radio station. I can say, been there, done that, as we operated WFCV in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It is costly. We want to get the good news out. Tell people how to be saved, how to live the Christian life. It's all incorporated right here on this Christian radio station. Hello, world. Greg Patton Ministries, excited, very excited to be a part, and thanking you, my friend, for being here with us.
Hey, many of you getting in touch. Thank you, Wichita. Thank you, Johnson City. Hey, you can send me an email. Greg's Hello World@gmail. If there's something that you would like to know, see if we can help you out, my friend. Some of you have been in contact with us. And then join us on Facebook. Hundreds and hundreds have. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-T-T-E-N. It's so good to have you with us each day at this time. Thanks for being here. What in the world is going on? It is so old, but it still works. Throwing the hat in the ring. He's done it, saying that he's, well, running for president to lead our great American comeback. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida formally launched his White House bid in a video released by his political team. Our border is a disaster. Well, amen. Crime infests our cities. Amen. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet. And the president flounders. That's a good word. That's a kind word. DeSantis charges in the video, which was shared with Fox News. The governor argues that decline is a choice, success is attainable, and freedom is worth fighting for. Righting the ship requires restoring sanity to this society. Well, amen to that. Normalcy to our communities and integrity to our institutions. Trust must be our foundation, and common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. Hey, it's worked in Florida. Go get him, Ron. Well, I talked about this one at Bible study last night, shared on Hello World yesterday. Target, calling out Target for their Pride products, and said the company faces a real severe danger of suffering damage to their bottom line in the same way Bud Light Beer has. We told you yesterday, Target has convened an emergency meeting over their LGBT queer products, particularly clothing for transgender women. Most people go to Target because it's convenient and without any political agenda whatsoever. That's normal. All this garbage is not normal we're experiencing today. But so many brands have gone left-wing and decided they have to wave their political flag in front of everyone and then shove it down your throat. God, grief, Charlie Brown. I think Target should join Bud Light in being very, very nervous. Well, he's dead. A Maryland dad who allegedly was beaten to death, oh, he was, after refusing a group that came to his home wanting to fight his 14-year-old son. Tracy Karpansky, the fiancé of the victim, 43-year-old Christopher Michael Wright, said that her 14-year-old son got into a fight with another teen at Brooklyn Park Middle School. Then three teens and two adults came to her house looking for her son. Chris came out to tell them, like, hey, he's not coming out here to fight. And they threatened at one point to come in and get him. And then they said, if he's not going to fight, then you're going to fight. The Capital Gazette reported the ages and numbers of alleged attackers differently, noting that a police investigation found three of four men ranging in age 20 to mid-30 arrived at the home following an earlier altercation, and they beat Wright up. Not only beat him up, they killed him. Somebody better investigate, don't you think? There have been payments, big payments, to the Biden family, JoJo's team, from Russian interest and from Chinese interest. with reference for 10% held by H for the big guy. What is that? Oh, and money from Romania. And, of course, all those payments to Hunter Biden from Ukraine's Burisma gas company, which was suspected of corruption. And there's Sleepy Joe himself and his response to the situation. He traveled there as vice president and threatened to withhold $1 billion in American aid if Ukrainian officials didn't fire the prosecutor investigating the company and potentially investigating Hunter Biden. Tell me they are not all a bunch of crooks. Soon, there's going to be a whole lot more details coming out. You just know it. It's because the government watchdog Judicial Watch has sued under the Freedom Information Act for Biden family records and communications to be, well, put them out there. The issue is that the National Archives is concealing almost 1,600 emails, 2,500 electronic files, and 445 pages of potential responsive records. Go get him. And now this.
This is so important. Verse after verse of the Bible encourages believers to trust God for their needs. Some people, including church leaders, interpret these admonitions to mean that we should not set in our own goals, as doing so would hinder trust in God. This perspective turns trust into apathy instead of acknowledging it as an important discipline in life. Setting goals helps us determine what to focus our energy on to accomplish the work that the Lord has for us, according to Ephesians 2:10. Goal setting, I think it's scriptural, do you? Noah determined to build an ark with God's instruction, Genesis 6. Abraham sent a servant out to find a wife for his son Isaac, Genesis 24. Joseph stockpiled food to supply Egypt through the famine, Genesis 41. The Apostle Paul sought deeper knowledge of Jesus Christ, Philippians 3:10 through 14. Setting goals is really the most basic step in achieving anything worthwhile in life. If you're going to succeed, we must be purposeful in deciding how to live. And a wise man or woman knows that the only way to be sure of God's goals and value is to rely on the Lord's guidance, don't you think?
So, U.S. Representative Adam Schiff has no more pants to wear. They've all caught on fire. Elections have consequences, and lots of lying does too. Adam Schiff has lied continuously, and they say he could face millions of dollars in fines for his continual lying, and, well, Russiagate. He's the great deceiver. So, how many mass shootings so far in 2023? What, up to two a day on average? And of course, guns, and more guns. That's the problem. Get rid of the guns. Get rid of the problem. That's what they continue to say.
It makes no sense. Anti-gun politicians have a standard script that they follow. They tend to use that standard script every time there's some sort of a mass shooting. It seems that no matter what gun control bill they're advancing, that's the key to averting the next mass shooting.
I'm sorry, beloved. But ain't none of this gonna work. It's not really the problem.
It's a crazy, mixed-up mess. So what do you make of it? Why would this guy do this? Every American asking that question. Why? What was the killer's motive? You read there's no known motive. Boy, that's frustrating. Human beings always want to make sense of life, especially the evil part of life. The liberals, the left, are they one and the same? They're virtually united in ascribing these shootings. It's all about guns.
Remember Obama?
President Barack Obama told an audience, "Our gun laws in the U.S. don't make much sense. Anybody can buy any weapon anytime without much of any regulation. They can buy guns over the internet. They can buy machine guns." That the former president fabricated a series of lies about the United States and maligned on foreign soil the country that twice made him president of the United States speaks to his character and to the character of the American news media that may have completely been silent about these falsehoods. Main point here is that, like other liberals and leftists, when Obama addresses the subject of mass shootings,
and there have been so many that we can't even count anymore.
Yet remember, America had plenty of guns when its mass murder rate was much lower. Grant Dew, a Ph.D. in criminology and director of research and evaluation at the Minnesota Department of Corrections, gathered data going back 100 years in his book in 2007 called Mass Murder in the United States, A History. The data reveals in the 20th century, every decade before the 1970s had fewer than 10 mass public shootings. In the 1950s, for example, there was one, and then a steep rise began. In the 60s, there were six. In the 70s, 13. In the 80s, 2.5 times to 32. And it rose again in the 90s to 42. As this century, the New York Times reported in 2014 that, according to the FBI, mass shootings have risen drastically in the past 6 years. So what, if anything's changed since the 60s and 70s? A great deal has. America is much more ethnically diverse, much less religious. Boys have far fewer male role models in their lives. Fewer men marry, and normal boy behavior is largely held in contempt by their feminist teachers and their principals and those therapists. Do you think any of these factors matter more than the availability of guns in America today? Oh, this is a story in and of itself, but it just, you hear the same song over and over again. Guns, that's not the problem. Never has been, never will be. Evil hearts are the problem.
Speaking of evil, could be. AI, we're going to talk about it now till we draw our last breath, probably. Artificial intelligence could become so powerful that it replaces many professional experts in most domains within the next decade. It's conceivable, they say, the experts, within the next 10 years, AI systems will exceed expert skill level in most domains and carry out as much productive activity as one of today's largest corporations. Wow. A pause for real life. This is Living in Today's World.
It's some story from homosexuality and back. Emily Thomas was 15 when she started dating a girl who lived down the street. Shortly after, she came home with a hickey that her dad spotted, and without hesitation, she told her father, "I love her. It's a girl. I'm going to be with her, and this is how it is." She serial dated women for years, fulfilling, justifying her actions by twisting Christianity into a religion that fit her lifestyle. So many do that today. And like many people in today's culture, Emily clung to a watered-down version of the gospel and said God, being love, meant God was nice and God was chill with what you were cool with. That's her words. Her mantra, judge not. She wholeheartedly believed that if you were really a Christian, you were on her side. And if not, you were a legalist who needed to reread the Word of God and really find out what it was all about. That was until she attended a life-changing Bible study at 22 years of age, where God completely uprooted her backward thinking and misconceptions about his character. That day, it's like my eyes were really open. I was amazed at the grace that he had shown me, said Emily. For the first time, she realized she had been all wrong. Along with the drunkards and the other sinners, she saw that those who engaged in homosexuality were also on the list of those who wouldn't enter into the kingdom of God. Emily says, people would say to me all the time, I was born this way. I say, okay, yeah, me too, says Emily of her romantic affections toward women. You're not born with right affections. That's why Jesus had to come. You feeling a desire to sin just proves you need grace like me. It's not gay to straight. It's lost to save. God calls us not to heterosexuality, but to holiness. Even though the world would paint a totally different story about what sexuality is and isn't, God's word is very clear, and he can save, and he does save, and he will save. It's not gay to straight. It's lost to saved. Great story. Pray for those under the demonic bondage of homosexuality.
Was she? They said she was. Back in my old rock and roll days, this woman, they should have named the song Wild Thing after her. Talking about Tina Turner, she's gone. 83 years old. The queen of rock and roll. That's what she's been called. Her death announced yesterday on Instagram. She died Tuesday after a long illness in her home in Switzerland near Zurich. According to her manager, she became a Swiss citizen 10 years ago. It says, with great sadness, we talk of the passing of Tina Turner. With her music and her boundless passion for life, she enchanted millions around the world. Yes, she did. Aha! Thought you were being tricky, eh? If you thought you were getting ahead of the Memorial Day travel rush by flying out today, Thursday, sorry, everyone had the same idea. Today, expected to be the busiest day for air travel across the whole weekend, with 51,194 expected flights. Wow, that's a bunch. And I don't get this stuff at all. Whatever sunblock you have there in the bottom of your beach bag, they say it's time for an upgrade. A new report out today by consumer advocacy group EWG found that over 75% of sunscreen on store shelves contain harmful ingredients and are actually poisonous.
What?
Finally, who said that?
Remember, cares are numerous, and therefore let your prayers be numerous. Turn everything that is a care into a prayer. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. God created Adam and Eve. Satan created all the other genders. If you chase approval, you'll die from rejection. Find your real worth in Jesus Christ.
Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. We continue to ask you to pray for this Christian radio station, always needing your help, either volunteer for something or through finance. Yep. You are so needed. And the same here for Greg Batten Ministries, producer of Hello World. We're so grateful that you're out there, that you're getting in touch with us. Greg's Hello World at Gmail if you want to get in touch, or you can go to our Facebook page, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Some would like to hear a past program. They've got all the way back, what, 3 or 4 years ago. Just go to gregpatton.com and you'll find the info you need there to find any program in the last 2 or 3, 4 years. That's pretty exciting. We're glad you're here. I trust you got some great plans that include the Lord for this Memorial Day weekend. So important to have your family in a good Bible-believing church. It's the foundation for everything you do. I was in church last night and just looking over the group for the midweek service, so thanking God for all those people that He's put in my life. I pray that it's the same for you and your church, beloved. To God be the glory.
So what do you think? You think we're wimping out today? Do you remember 1 Samuel chapter 30? Let me refresh your memory. Basically, it's attack and take your stuff back. Attack and take your stuff back. In 1 Samuel 30, we see the story of David and Ziklag. We know that David had been on a long journey to fulfill his prophesied destiny of being king. And if David had given up then, all of his sacrifices up to that point would have been for nothing, right? At Ziklag, the Amalekites attacked and robbed David and David's men. They took everything that was precious in their lives. The Amalekite spirit is indicative of a vicious, violent spirit of robbery. The enemy's attack was not a direct one to kill David, but rather an indirect one to hurt and take what he most cared about. How about you today? Satan taking anything from you? Something you really care about? The plan was to make David crack and just give up his destiny before Almighty God. The pressure grew greater. Even David's loyal men, out of their grief, began to turn on David and blame David. They even contemplated killing him. These were desperate times in the world, and David had a decision to make and make it fast. Would he give in to what was happening in hopelessness and despair, or would he attack back? David did the wise thing, inquired of the Lord, and the answer was very clear and emphatic. Pursue, overtake, attack, take back, and recover all. I believe this is the same answer that the Lord is decreeing to the church today. Sure, attack your lack and don't look back. David recovering everything the Amalekites had taken. Isn't that something? I mean, his two wives got him back. Nothing was missing. Young or old, boy or girl, plunder, anything else that had been taken. It was back. David brought everything back. He took all the flocks and their herds, and his men drove them ahead of the other livestock, saying, "This is David's plunder." 1 Samuel 30:18-20. A prayer that you might pray today. Lord, I thank you for your word and this wonderful story about David's pursuing his enemies and recovering all that was lost, plus bringing back plunder. Cause apathy and complacency to fall away from me and the body of Jesus Christ today. Let us get excited and believe Almighty God. Devil, gonna put you on notice. The Lord has showed me what's been going on in the world today. I see you at work now against me and so many other godly people in the world today. Satan, you thought it was yours forever. No, give it back. My family, my marriage, my children, my wealth, my peace, my health, give it back and more. I want spiritual sons and daughters. I want my nation, the United States of America, to experience the fullness of the glory of God. I want justice to flow like a river across this land. I want righteousness, peace, and great harvest in the souls of America. The church will pursue you until we get it all back. For the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Today's decree, a man does what he must. The circumstances are very irrelevant. You know, I think this is where our country has been for quite some time. We've really wimped out as a country, just rolling along, enjoying feast. And man, what a mess has come to this country. And now it's a war zone between the right and the left. Who is right? Between the conservative and the liberal, between the Christian and the world today, Satan and his powers. Enough's enough, don't you think? That's where we were way back when we came under a demonic attack. I mean, I was just scared to death, be quite frank with you. It was awful. Lord, help me. And I sought it at every corner, every pastor, every book I could find. The enemy wasn't going to just beat me to a pulp. Oh, no. I want it back. The things I've enjoyed since salvation in 1973, and a holy boldness that I never had before. And God gave it. As we prayed and sought his face, incredible things began to happen. That's kind of what you hear if you get a copy of Invisible War on the Saints. Start out with Volume 1, find out where this whole thing began. It was a great victory in Jesus for me. Maybe that's why that's my theme song, always has been. Victory in Jesus. You can have it today, my friend. Pray about it. Pursue. Take back. We need to do it. I'll pray with you about that one. Hey, this is the day the Lord hath made. Want to rejoice and be glad in it. Are you? You've probably heard that I've had a little trouble with the doctor. I think I'm going to change doctors. I really don't think this guy likes me. He's been trying to test out a few things. I said, and what's the word, doc? Says, it turns out you're just a whiny little sissy. Yeah, I got to get a new doc. And it was terrible yesterday. I was running into Walmart and my pants started to fall down. Serious. You know, I don't know if my pants are feeling loose like this because I'm losing weight or the elastic is finally giving up the fight. That's it. That's all I got. Hello, world. News, information, comment coming your way every day at this time. I'm so glad you're here and honored that you listen to the program. Tell others, please. Like us on Facebook. Greg, G-R-E-G.
Patton, P-T-T-E-N. I'd love to see your name there today on our Facebook page. Had my say for another day. That's the way it is. Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I am Greg Patton. God bless. Have a good one.